Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.
She started life in South Africa, but with the band The Benjamin Gate, their success saw her resettle in the USA. And it was on tour there with another musician called Jeremy Camp that her life took a new direction. She went on to marry him. Now baby number 3 is apparently on the way. But there was also more to that story than your average romance. We'll get around to that. But Aidy, you're a bit unexpectedly on tour at the moment.
We actually were up in Indiana with Jeremy's family. He has a break in turn, so we just decided to come up and visit his family before he hits the road again.
And, of course, you emigrated to the US from South Africa. Are you enjoying life with a bit less razor wire now that you're in America?
Yes, seriously. I know, so my family's still over there, so I hear all the crazy stories all the time, you know.
Aidy, we're playing your latest single at the moment, but I understand you've got another big project in progress, a new addition to the family?
Yes, we do. I know we're 17 weeks, actually. I'm 17 weeks, so...
Congratulations.
Very, very excited. And
how much do you think your music has changed from before being a mum and now being a mum? Everyone talks about this life change that happens when you become a mother. Have you seen that express itself creatively?
Oh, wow. I mean, in so many ways. I think before I had kids and probably even before I was married, my drive was very much to be as... It was very much about art and creating something and just being musical and kind of, with the Benjamin Gate, you know, being as out the box as possible. And I think that side of me has settled down a lot. I mean, to where I don't have that drive to be kind of out there, not out there personally, but just musically, you know. And it just, I think my heart as well for in my relationship with the Lord has grown so much too. And also having kids, it sort of like shifts your focus to just things that will be so much more of eternal worth and eternal value and more kind of spiritually focused as opposed to creatively focused, you know. And so I think that for me has made a huge difference.
Mm.
To have something that people connect with very much spiritually, you know, that they can have an amazing time of worship, hopefully, when they listen to our music and that they could just pick up the spirit behind it, which is really just that we totally have laid our lives down for the Lord and continue to do so, you know. And so our heart, of course, is that the Lord would just use that to encourage other people in their walks with the Lord and that people would grow stronger through it, you know.
Mm. I want to ask you a question. Feel free to not answer it if it's too personal, but your husband Jeremy's been so honest over the years in his music and in his interviews and things, sharing about his journey through losing his first wife to cancer.
Yes.
What were the challenges of stepping into that story and having that kind of spotlight on you?
You know, when Jeremy and I met, we were on the road, and I think, you know, God doesn't ever make mistakes. I think he's completely in control of what's going on, and he knows what he's doing, you know. And so Jeremy and I actually became friends first, and initially it was more about kind of getting to know a friend. And so I would always ask him questions about him and his first wife, Melissa, as well. I mean, just an incredible woman who obviously just faced such a crazy trial, you know, and her attitude through it was just so, I mean, just unbelievable, to be honest. Just such an incredible woman of faith. And obviously, you know, those are the times when it really, your true character really shows, you know. So what you see really is what it is, you know. Mm. You can't fake it in those moments, you know. And, so I think for me as well, just witnessing how much God had already used Jeremy and all of that, it was more, for me, stepping into it wasn't as much intimidating as it was more of an honor to sort of be a part of something like that, you know what I mean? And I think I've always seen it that way, and, you know, ultimately your husband's your best friend. You know, your wife should be your husband, your wife should be your best friend. And for us, a lot of the times walking through even the hardest parts, you know, of just healing and fears and just struggles that, you know, not necessarily that we've gone through, the two of us together, but just some of the things that he's had to sort of walk through as a result of, you know, just, you know, going through his wife going to heaven and... But it's more, I mean, we're best friends, you know what I mean? It's kind of like carrying each other's burdens in a lot of ways, you know? And I think as well the Lord has just really helped me to guide my heart. And I actually got to speak to a pastor, his wife, and she was also what a lot of people would call the second wife. You know, he had had his first wife also pass away. And so I got to speak to her, and she was very encouraging and just said, you know, you've got to be wise, and you can't let your mind go to those places, you know, and because what's the point in some ways? And Jeremy always described it as well as, like, it's not that, that I replaced Melissa or that I could never replace Melissa. It's not even necessarily one of those things, but that it's almost like when you have another child, you always think, how could I love this my second child as much as I love my first? But it's like God almost just grows your heart to be massively more big than it was, you know what I mean? And it's not that the one replaces the other, but it's just a whole new area of your life and a whole new, you know, experience. And so I think we've always kind of viewed it more that way, you know. And to be honest with you, it's probably been one of the most beautiful testimonies that I wouldn't have even dreamed of the Lord very just graciously and lovingly putting me in the middle of all of it. And that obviously he knew that I could handle it, you know what I mean? And that we've been able to just kind of walk through it kind of hand in hand together, you know. So it's been amazing, to say the least. It's been more good than any struggle that we could have had at all, you know.
Mm.
Look, it's been so great to talk to you this morning, Aidy. Much appreciate your time and your honesty and sharing with us as much as you have. We'll finish on the song today, Where Could I Go? Just loving that from your new album, Just You and Me, which we've just been enjoying playing. Set it up for us.
Where could I go? I mean, there's a psalm that speaks about, it's pretty much just the words are just, where could I go from your presence and where could I flee from you? You know, David speaking to the Lord, and he just says, if I go down to the depths, you are there, and if I go to the highest of the highs, you are there. And it's just really speaking about, you know, that there's certain things and trials and temptations that we face in our life and different struggles that we have, you know, the ups and the downs, but no matter where we go, that the Lord is always there, and he's so faithful to carry us through those times, you know. And even when sometimes we may succumb to some of the lies that the enemy would whisper in our ears, you know, but that the Lord's always there, and he always is so faithful to have us come back to him, you know. And so the song is just kind of written about that.
Aidy, great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
You too. Thanks, you guys. Have a great day.
Hope 103.2.